I want to go to Dave Gossage. Dave is the state president of Bushfire Volunteers. He's also the national president of the Council of Australian Fire Association. And Dave, this is a common story. This happens a lot. How often do you hear about this happening?
Pretty much every fire that we get, or any emergency for that fact, whether it's a cyclone, a flood, or a fire, or any other natural disaster, it's one of the first things that gets raised with us. And in light of the activities over the last couple of weeks, it's certainly been at the forefront of our conversations with the volunteers on the ground. A real issue.
All right, what were they saying? Tell us about the feedback you got after last week's bushfires.
So the issue is that when, and this was before the big fires happened, by the way, this is when there was in some of the southeast regional areas and up in the northern wheatbelt areas, where some misty rain went through and it shorted out power poles and started fires that way, but that actually tripped out the telecommunications because the power went out. And what a lot of people don't realise is that the reliance on telecommunications nowadays is a very here and now situation from a community perspective, but also from a volunteer emergency responder perspective, that we actually use the telecommunications as a part of our emergency call-out system. So when it fails, that delays that system as well.
The review says it would be cost prohibitive and unnecessary to significantly upgrade battery backups at all sites, but does say key pieces of network infrastructure in disaster-prone areas should be strengthened through targeted upgrades. Would that be good enough?
Honestly, I think it's political rhetoric because you've got a Telstra board who their focus is maximising profits. So do you think they're honestly going to put a lot of effort into a rural, remote community that's in an extreme fire risk like the Blue Mountains up in the wheat belt of Western Australia areas where there's a small customer base and that's where the greatest need is? It seems that wherever the most vulnerable are, they are the ones that have the least amount of services and the least priority, and yet in times of crisis, they're the ones that need the support and the services as a priority. Whereas the metro people, they always focus on maximising profits, so it's always going to be in the metro area. But that's not where the biggest risk is. Mm. The biggest risk is in your rural and remote communities, and your communities in the Darling Scarp in Western Australia. And then when I look at the Australia-wide context, you've just got to look at the Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, South Australia, all their mountain areas are the same as what we are, but they're like you have an isolated community of 1,000 or 2,000 people. Because it's not a big population, they don't get the services they need for an emergency.
Dave, Telstra says it aims to have 4 hours of battery backup at each site, but the towers need a lot of power, so the batteries aren't designed for extended periods of time. Based on that, what is the solution?
So the reality of the human demand for high-speed internet and communications means that the power draw has quadrupled over the years of what it needs to run the new 4G, 5G networks, right? So when the original mobile towers were put in and the old prior to 3G, the batteries would last 4 to 6 hours, no problems at all. But now you've got a high power consuming system that in some cases I've heard of the power only lasting an hour, because of the draw with the new 4 and 5G systems that pulls out of the batteries. So what is the solution? The solution is having, firstly, we've got to make sure that the facility site has a huge radius around it that is in a fireproof and fire resilient condition, firstly. Then secondly, we need to put in either power and a combination of power and wind. Because whenever there's a fire, if there's not enough light for solar, there's always wind because fires generate their own wind. So we should have a combination of both. And frankly, what price do you put on a life is what I say. And I think it's just political rhetoric from a corporate organisation that's trying to maximise profit and minimise expense.
Good to talk to you, Dave. I appreciate your time this morning. Dave is the WA President of Bushfire Volunteers. He's also the National President of the Council of Australian Volunteer Fire Associations.